somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. In Pike Road, the search for a possibly downed plane near Meriwether Road was suspended last night. There was an active search after the FAA reported a distress call from a small plane in the area. We're awaiting an update on the search later today. Montgomery police are investigating after two men were found shot last night. Police say they found the two men in a car in the 6,000 block of Atlanta Highway. Both men were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Police have not made any arrests. And Senator Tim Melson has filed a bill that would allow for medical marijuana. Last year, a medical marijuana bill passed in the Senate but then stalled in the House. There's a public hearing for the bill next Wednesday and an expected vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Looking for that perfect Valentine gift that says, I love you? Here it is. BF Goodrich Tires. Hi, I'm Jared at Tire City. This Valentine's weekend, you can save up to 50% when you buy four BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires at Tire City. It's only 2 days, February 14th and 15th. Say I love you and save 50% on BF Goodrich Tires at one of Tire City's two locations.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Ted Cruz, what's going on up there in Washington, D.C.?
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
Phrasing, Senator, phrasing. Welcome back, folks. Jack Campbell
how are you doing?
You're being more careful.
AKA, how you doing?
Okay, so we got some things that we've been teasing here. Let's first start off with Suga. Let's start off with the gaming commission to study this to death. You already mentioned the head of this commission will be Montgomery's now former mayor.
Todd Strange will chair this. What is she calling it? The study group on gambling policy.
The study group on gambling policy.
All right. A.R. Ray. Almodovar.
Almodovar.
Of Huntsville.
Okay.
Chief executive of Intuitive. He's a licensed professional engineer.
Oh.
Dr. Deborah Barnhart of Huntsville.
Doctor.
Chief executive officer emeritus of the U.S. Space and Rocket Center.
Now that's probably a smart cookie right there.
Walter Bell of Mobile, past chairman of Swiss Re, one of the world's largest reinsurers. Okay. Dr. Regina Benjamin of Mobile is a physician who served as the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Ooh,
remember her.
This is an impressive group.
Young Boozer.
Don't tell me you don't like Young Boozer. I like Young
Boozer. I love Young Boozer. I call him the dullard. Every time I see his wife, I say, Sally, how's the dullard doing? She says, dull.
I love Young Boozer.
He was the former treasurer of the state of Alabama. And now he's assistant superintendent of banking, the Alabama State Banking Department. Sam Cochran of Mobile. She's kind of waiting this with Mobile people. Sheriff of Mobile County.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Liz Huntley of Birmingham is a litigation attorney at Lightfoot Franklin and White LLC. Carl Jameson of Tuscaloosa is a third generation shareholder in Jameson Money Farmer PC.
Third generation?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Former Chief Justice. Well, no, he wasn't Chief Justice. Former Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Jim Maine. Phil Rawls.
How big is this gaming study group?
Wow. Phil Rawls was a longtime reporter for the Associated Press, and he lives in Pike Road. I love Phil. I do love Phil. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Bishop B. Mike Watson of Birmingham is the bishop in residence at Canterbury United Methodist Church.
Canterbury.
In Birmingham.
Man.
So there you have it.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
No more?
That's enough.
That's enough for a baseball team.
There are enough egos in that room.
That's going to be a big room.
Oh, my God.
So what do we think is going to come of this study group? Is this really a way to study this to death? Sort of that big maybe?
Well, it very well could be. Mm. I think she wants them to make a recommendation.
Okay.
We think gambling will work for Alabama. We think a lottery will work. We think letting the Indians have all of it will work and not having private. Or we may say the whole thing, we're going to open the whole thing up. I don't know.
We will see. You know, I'm like you, Jack. I'm for, especially in this state, sports betting.
Class four.
Let's go all the way.
People are doing it anyway.
Right, especially. That's the thing with a lot of the stuff that's prohibited. Is that the prohibitions don't really work. Now, if you do legalize it, there are legitimate questions on how exactly the regulatory regime will work, and fair enough. And is there going to be any crony deals being made? Fair enough. I don't like, and I think you also agree with me here, Jack, I do not like this Porch Creek $1 billion idea.
Well, it's not.
Right. It's not actually $1 billion, exactly. I mean, when you're counting half of that figure as
construction on new facilities,
right,
which they say adds to the economy of Alabama, and it does,
but it doesn't.
They want you to believe there's a cash infusion of $1 billion, and it's simply not.
We just had a caller.
Yeah.
He asked if the taxpayers are going to pay for all this, for this commission.
Sure they are.
Of course.
Well, they won't. They're only going to be around a few months, maybe a year, and they'll get a per diem on travel and meetings, but I don't think it'll cost the state that much money.
Oh. And he said, if so, then we should fire Shub.
Well, I don't agree with that.
KIV has survived a blackface scandal. KIV has survived tripping over her dog,
yes,
Missy.
Yes.
KIV's now survived cancer, in all seriousness. I don't think anybody's taking KIV.
She's the 10th most popular governor in the United States right
really?
Now.
Really? And yeah. She really does. For all, you know, I don't love everything the Ivy administration's come up with. But I have to say, like, in her person, like, she reminds me of a grandmother on my dad's side. Like, she has that charm to her. She's been around the scene a long time. She is surrounded by pretty good, smart people, savvy people. So we could do worse, especially, you know, anytime I start getting annoyed with whatever the Ivy administration is doing, I remember back to who she replaced.
Well, they've made some gaffes like everybody
does.
Like,
yeah, and that's part of the
But, you know, she's, you know, not shacking up with her chief aides.
Right.
And, you know.
I love my staff equally.
She's got some larger balls than many of our former governors
have.
Yeah,
got that right.
Yeah.
She's tough as nails.
Right. So we'll see where this gambling thing goes, but I don't think we should rush into it, though I'm for it. Like I said, I'm for full gambling if you want.
Well, you know, some of the people that have traditionally supported a lottery,
mm-hmm,
are now saying it's kind of passé.
Yeah, because all the other states.
The paper lottery is kind of going by the wayside because of sports betting and other things that we're really kind of behind the curve. If we were to pass one, it wouldn't generate. Now, Steve Klaus has a bill. He's a state rep from Ozark, Republican committee chair. He wants to pass a lottery. Have a paper lottery. And his estimates are $167 million.
I've always compared it to drinking. I mean, there you can go to AA if you drink too much, you know.
Right.
So if people are worried about too many people gambling, well, there's going to be
there's a gambling
GA.
There's a guy that comes on this show.
Roger Olson, yeah.
Roger Olson, great guy.
Yeah. And all of these things, you know, can have downsides, but also, the question, if you get over the hurdle of, is this some crony deal being cooked up, and you say, oh, it's on the up and up, let's send it to the folks to vote on, then you have the question of where does the revenue go? And I believe that, I think the general fund is more starved for money than the education trust fund. And I say that because some of the basic functions of the government, say like the court system, the judicial system, I think needs more money if we're going to be taking more money from the people of Alabama. But there will always be a fight over that stuff, and that's another devil in the details. 272-9228. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top.
Good morning. Good Friday, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Where in the hell do you get KIV's 10th most popular governor?
There was a survey that came out a couple of weeks ago.
That is just meaningless. They didn't ask no damn body in Alabama, did they? I mean,
did they not ask Red Top?
Yeah, no, I mean.
Well, Red Top, come on now. You're a malcontent. Why would they poll you?
Well,
they know the answer before they ask it.
Yes, the answer is usually no, not only no, but hell no.
That's why I love you, Red Top.
That's why we love you, man.
You know, guys, this somebody just made a statement is, now that they've wee-weed around so long on the lottery, it's passé. Nobody cares about it anymore. This is very typical of the state of Alabama. They're just going to piss around on everything till everything it doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, these guys can't make up their mind. There's been lotteries and gambling going on for a long time all over this country. What in the world is wrong with Alabama that it can't get itself into
its
gear?
Legislative leadership. There isn't any.
We don't have any.
That's what I'm saying. The lack of legislative leadership.
Let me make a point about, and this is demonstrative with Terry Hassdorff. Okay? Her answer to a lot of things, and I like the lady, but her answer is, we need to study things more. How many millennia do you need to study things, guys? It's time to make a decision, yes or no.
I didn't like her answer on gambling. I'll be honest with you. She's my friend, but I mean, I just didn't like that answer.
Was there to study like medical marijuana? She said again, she wants to study it some more. They've been studying it for 50 years. We are so damn far behind the rest of the country on these issues, and she does not have the nerve to stand up and say, yes, it's time to do something and help the people out that need it. I can't believe these people making moral judgments on the rest of the population because they're scared to take a stand. And it's time. I'm looking for somebody that will take a stand.
Well, and also, Red Top, I think the trouble, and here would be my argument, and we'll have a whole show on this, I think, coming up here in the next few weeks. But my argument, say, with cannabis, whether it's medical or full recreational, is not so much about the drug, the plant itself. And I think we can talk about that. For instance, I would tell somebody who's younger than 25, based on some medical studies, don't do that every day. Like, if your brain is still developing, probably not the wisest thing. But that said, I don't want it illegal. And the reason I don't want it illegal is because I think the prohibition has failed. Like, let's not be naive, folks. It's not difficult to go out on the streets of Montgomery or anywhere in this state or other place in this country where it's prohibited and find the stuff. And the prohibition doesn't work. It ends up just being a cost to the government, something law enforcement ends up doing. And I think it's time we legalize it and regulate it, and also regulate it in a smart way where it doesn't still empower the black market like other states who have legalized it are experiencing. Will it be hunky-dory in some utopia? Probably not. But this idea that you can blame, for instance, California for being a basket case on the fact that they've legalized marijuana is ridiculous. There's all sorts of other policies that make California a basket case. So,
oh, yeah. It has nothing to do with marijuana.
Yeah, the focus should be on, does this legal regime of prohibition actually work? And it's just on the face of it, the goal it's been trying to accomplish for decades now has not worked. And it really, when you have a law that isn't effective, that a lot of people don't listen to, it makes a mockery of the rule of law. People pretend to be regulated, and they pretend to regulate. So
it's not something that's smart. Joey, I've been hearing this crap about young people and brain development my whole life. According to those people, I should be completely comatose.
Well, yeah, people can exaggerate the studies.
Some people who have been using, and A, marijuana is not a drug, it's an herb. Let's get that straight. And it started out as an herb, and they have turned it into a drug. So let's get that straight to start off with.
Well, it's a drug like tobacco is a drug, like nicotine is a drug in tobacco, like caffeine is a drug. I mean,
and marijuana does not have any addictive drugs in it, period, exclamation point. Tobacco has nicotine. It's extremely addictive.
Yeah, nicotine is one of the most addictive chemical substances there is.
Okay, so let's not put it in that category. Just because you smoke it doesn't mean it's the same damn thing. They need to get off of it and get away from it and move on. We got a lot of big humps we got to get over, and we don't have representatives who are wanting to get over the hump. And by the way, the government makes a lot of money off of marijuana, prosecuting people. With 1 million people in jail for marijuana, they've made billions of dollars off marijuana.
At the federal level, right?
And the state, too. The states, they all make money off arresting people for marijuana. People that really are harmless. So, it's big money, man, and the people pay for all that. Law enforcement makes a lot of money off of it. Am I wrong or right?
I don't know if each individual arrest. I think there is something to be said about civil asset forfeiture. When they suspect people of being drug dealers and they take their stuff. Sometimes they are drug dealers and they take their stuff. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes you just are. There are plenty of stories of people who have a lot of cash on them. For whatever reason, maybe they're going to Biloxi to go gamble, and they seize their assets.
I don't see them seizing Pfizer's assets for selling opioids. So let's get straight who's doing the big damage in this country, and it's not marijuana. It's the pharmaceutical companies. So they're just like all the rest of the big shots, and the financial meltdown and all that, nobody gets in trouble on the big shot level real easy.
Well, and if you want to talk about the special interest game when it comes to cannabis, marijuana, the alcohol lobby, the pharmaceutical lobby, there are a lot of lobbies
saying current chemicals that are legal that don't want this to
Hobby
be legal.
Hobby Lobby.
No, I think Hobby Lobby would be all for it. All these creatives, you know, smoking yes. doobie and like painting.
I go there all the time myself.
Okay. Appreciate the call, Red Top.
Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too.
272-9228. This is Dana, you said, Seth?
Yeah.
Dana, welcome to the show.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you I didn't win the lottery.
Oh.
But I go to Georgia. Now, I have relatives in Georgia, so I'm in there a good bit. But I spend $2 a week. My daughters pick the numbers. And we have fun going, oh, yeah, the odds of us winning it are pretty much zilch, nothing. But when we're in Georgia, I get a ticket for $26, 13 straight weeks. I spend $2 a week. I don't go. I've never been in any major gambling facility. The most I've ever done in gambling is penny, nickel, dime, poker in college. And I did that like one time. But I don't see why she wouldn't say a lottery like that. We just goof off. It costs me $2 a week. I don't card gamble. I don't dice gamble. I don't do anything like that. But I'm more concerned of why she wouldn't just say, yeah, we can do it. Now, granted, the money has to go somewhere where we can, you know, not a politician is going to pave some random dirt road in North Covington County. But I was very concerned on her answer on that. She never, why can't we have just a simple paper lottery?
Yeah.
I mean, what's y'all's opinions on it? I mean, I do this. It costs me $26 for 13 weeks. And it's just fun to me.
I agree.
For someone who doesn't even play cards or anything else. I don't do anything like that. So why would she not just give an answer?
I can't answer that.
Or I'm again.
I know. I agree with you. It wasn't an answer. It wasn't an answer I wanted to hear.
It's also to play devil's advocate on her behalf, Dana.
And I said, how many people do y'all get from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, the majority, it's the place just across the Georgia line, going up 85.
Right.
She goes, 90% of our customers are from Alabama.
Well, there you go.
So, trust me, there's a lot of money going to other places for something very simple. I just wanted to put that out there. I know she's probably still listening.
No, yeah, she's not here, but...
I guarantee she's listening, trust me.
Well, and Dana, to play devil's advocate on her behalf, I agree with you completely in principle, and in hypothetically speaking, let's have a paper lottery. But there is always a question when they write this up and give it to the people to vote on, what exactly are they being...
Yes. You know, I fully understand that, yeah. But you can say, I'm for... gambling as long as you know the how they write it up is suitable. I mean, she didn't even give a yes or no. That kind of concerns me. I mean, I'm still gonna when I visit my relatives in Georgia, get a ticket, use the same number for years. Still, no, I won $5 one time. I did get a $5 when I scammed my ticket. So. That would be my only thing because I know she's probably listening and probably some other representative people looking to get elected listening. So that's just my $2 worth, I guess, for this week. I appreciate it. Love you.
Thank you, Dana. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
And one quick last word on this marijuana issue. Y'all know who Charlie Kirk is? He's been a big supporter, young guy, big supporter of the president. He's done pretty incredible things for such a young man, smart young man.
What's his last name?
Kirk. K-I-R-K, Charlie Kirk.
Is he from Florida?
I don't know. I have no clue where exactly he's from because he's all over the country.
There was a Claude Kirk, first Republican governor of Florida back in the 70s. They were big Republican activists anyway.
Yeah, he runs Turning Point USA. He's been a big young supporter of the president. He recently did an appearance and posted a thing on Instagram. And usually you'd expect like people that follow anybody on social media, a lot of support in the comments. He posted something about how terrible legalizing marijuana would be. And every single comment, I scrolled through like hundreds of these things, was like, Charlie, you're wrong on this. There is a change in, especially as you tilt younger in conservative circles, and or libertarian circles, well, libertarians have wanted this for years, but even conservative circles now, there's a shift in opinion. And I think that day is coming. And I was just astounded to see on this guy's very conservative page, people disagreeing with him on this issue. And it's quite remarkable the change that's happening. But I think part of the problem is people either don't have knowledge about the subject, or I think they argue about the wrong things. Like people who support, say, legalizing it claim there's no problems at all with it if you use it. No problems at all. And compared to other drugs, they might have a point. But I don't think that is the point, actually. The point should be, what sort of laws do we have in the books? Do they actually work? And right now, I don't think they actually work. And the principled argument is you should be free as a born free American. Do what you wish as long as you're not hurting somebody else. It's the basic idea. And, you know, you can talk about negative externalities and you might hurt somebody indirectly. But at the end of the day, it should be your life and your life to live. 272-9228, 272-9228. Charlie Kirk, where is he from? Well, we'll find out, Jack. We'll find out. More news and views after this quick break.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Make magic happen this Valentine's Day with a gift from Rick's Jewelers. Choose from a wide selection of fine jewelry, watches, sterling silver, and more. With so many choices, we're sure to have the perfect piece for your love at just the right price point. Rick's Jewelers, where quality and service shine through.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traveling show, my mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could.
Welcome back. Jack Campbell lip syncing.
So good.
Actually, I've never heard your real singing voice. Does it sound like Cher?
Let it go, man. Come on, let it rip.
Every gay man
has Cher inside of him. You know that.
Oh, no. That's terrible. That just changed my whole view of Cher.
You never met a gay guy that wasn't in love with Cher.
My mom looks just like Cher.
Oh, no.
272-9228.
Well, no, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. This song is dedicated to the Alabama legislature.
This part of the program, folks, they brought you the first hour bringing this part of News and Views. Dan Black Studios, turn those old stacks of videotapes. They're not just collecting dust on your shelf. They're deteriorating. So bring those old analog memories into the digital future today. 50% off Valentine's Day special for News and Views listeners when you call 279-6036. 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you are a News and Views listener. And you get that 50% off, not including films, just old tapes. They also at Dan Black Studios provide business services from website design, video editing, video production, whether it be training videos, TV commercials, online branding videos, whatever it has to do with video services, production, editing, anything, folks. Restoration, Dan Black Studios has you covered. Again, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black and the whole team at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. After we take these calls, we need to go back into the Bloomberg subject because it's a good one to reiterate what exactly Mini Mike is a 5'4 mass of dead energy. That was Trump's tweet yesterday. And he wants a box. He wants a box to stand on. And, of course, you know, Mike's campaign and Bloomberg himself have this, you know, well, I'm happy to stand on my record and my ability to bring this nation and move it forward. And you can just hear Trump going, yeah, that's great, Mike, but are you going to use a box or not? He's just going to keep hitting him. And by the way, according to Maggie Haberman of the New York Times, who covered Bloomberg for years in New York, and his campaigns for mayor, his other things he's done, supporting the cause like gun control and whatnot, she says he really does take the attacks on his height personally. And how does she know? Why would a person lie about their height on their driver's license? So this is what Trump's so good at.
Women lie about their weight.
Well, that's different.
It's the same thing, though. No, it is the same thing. He's self-conscious about his height, and Trump does this. He'll pick up what is a stupid, petty thing, yes, and just hammer it home. Jeb, you're low energy. You're low energy, Jeb. And he's just gonna.
Now, you were going to read a tweet earlier about Bloomberg.
Yes, and we'll get into all that.
It's because you're ADD, and I just wanted to get you back on that track.
Well, it's a tweet feed. It's a whole thread of tweets. Interesting stuff. But we have some callers here being patient, so let's go to Biloxi Gambler. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Terry Hassendorf. I don't care either way. If she's far, I'm Biloxi Gambler for those of them. Anyway, the thing is, everybody knows my voice. They know my name and everything. Anyway, listen. If she's for gaming, say you're for gaming. If you're against gaming, say you're against gaming. If you don't know whether you're for or against gaming, get out of the race.
I think where she got bogged down, and I'm not defending her, is I said, would you support an amendment that the people could vote on? And I watched her process it, and she said, well, you know, it depends on how it's worded. And I understand that answer, but
the reason I'm Biloxi Gambler is because I think we need more prisons before Alabama gets into gaming business, because the whole legislature we're going to need room for. I don't think Alabama's smart enough to run gaming. They already missed it on the lottery. That's done. If they do a lottery, they need to do a Powerball, then at least you're tied in with 11 other states. But we'd be the first lottery that went broke. I don't care about gaming, so I don't have to drive to Biloxi. I'd go to Biloxi anyway. I don't shop at these Indian places down here. Because they don't have a gaming commission. If you don't have a gaming commission, you don't have a straight game. So, and plus the view's better and the weather's better and all. I like it down there. That's why I'm Biloxi Gambler. That's why I don't care whether she's for it or against it. It doesn't matter, but you got to make your mind up. I've already answered like three different polls that, and I've said Hassendorf. Who else is in that race besides Coleman? I'm not voting for Coleman.
Troy King.
Is that the one that Barrymore's in?
Barrymore's in.
Barrymore.
And Jessica Taylor.
Jessica Tyler. Okay, well, she's not really making much of a push on this. I'm going with Barry Moore. So all the polls that I took, whatever percentage, you know, because, you know, one person represents so many people or whatever in that demographic and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, no, I'm going Barry Moore now, only because she doesn't know. She could have just said, no, I'm against gaming, and I'd still stay with Hasedorf.
I know. People don't like people are not decisive.
That's right. So anyway, I'm going Barry Moore now. Anyway, appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the show.
Appreciate
Talk to you
it.
Later.
Thank you, pal.
We've got to hit this break, and coming back, we're going to do this deep dive based on this tweet thread, really good stuff here, into what Michael Bloomberg is actually up to with this campaign.
I think this is very dangerous and problematic, actually.
I agree. What say you, Seth Spotlow?
Yeah,
happy
man.
Birthday, Seth.
Be back. More news and views after this. All the men would come around and lay their money down.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasedorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasedorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasedorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasedorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What a change of climate we've had over the last couple of days. Today is going to be breezy, kind of chilly, high temperature in the mid-50s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're headed for a freeze. The overnight low temperature drops to about 30 around dawn Saturday, but a nice recovery Saturday afternoon up to about 61, a dry day. Then on Sunday, high temperature in the mid-60s. Can't rule out a few spotty afternoon or evening showers somewhere in the area. Scattered showers Monday, high in the low 70s, and up to the mid-70s Tuesday with a risk for more rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
How you doing?
Doing all right.
You notice you play music that I can't lip sync to.
Yeah, this doesn't have any lyrics to it.
Great. Hey, what about New Look Decorating Center?
Oh, great place.
What about them?
Well, Benjamin Moore authorized.
They're where you can't forget them. Mm-hmm. 6237 Atlanta Highway, where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. Great folks. Brian Carr, owner, proprietor. Brett Lanham, manager, paint specialist.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Enthusiastic 2020. Great folks over there. It's your one-stop shop to get all your painting and decorating needs for your home. They have decorators on staff. So if you're like me and really need to upgrade, but you're not very good at what your taste is, they got folks who can guide you through the process. They're a Benjamin Moore paint outlet, I would say. That's what they carry, some of the finest paints, and they're made right here in Alabama. They've been around a while. They know their stuff. They know their customers. They work with a lot of paint contractors. So if you have a paint contractor, you can specify, hey, go buy the paint from New Look. Go buy that good Benjamin Moore paint. And they keep all your records on file. So if down the road you need to retouch or you want to replicate a color, you know exactly what it is. You're in the system. Sorry, my voice is going. But it's New Look Decorating Center, Brett Lanham, Brian Carr, 6237 Atlanta Highway, 271-0007, 271-0007. Go by there and tell them Joey and Jack sent you.
So now let's do a deep dive into what Michael Bloomberg, Mini Mike, dead energy, Mini Mike. Jeb Bush was low energy, Mini Mike's dead energy, 5-foot massive dead energy. No boxes, please. I'm just quoting Trump's tweets from yesterday. This is going to be fun. But another guy tweeted yesterday named Blake Zeff, Z-E-F-F, Blake Zeff. He is making a documentary right now on student debt, but he's written for Politico, Vice, BuzzFeed, Salon. He's worked on the Obama campaign.
Oh, great.
Campaign for New York Democrats. But just giving you a little background who the guy is, he put out this series of tweets yesterday. It starts with this. The degree to which Michael Bloomberg is using his fortune to fundamentally alter and manipulate U.S. politics to his personal advantage extends way beyond ads. I've worked against him, covered him as a journalist, and worked with his top aides. Here's their playbook. Let's start with endorsements. Background. Bloomberg was a GOP mayor and Rudy Giuliani ally, whose police stopped innocent black men so often his tactics were ruled unconstitutional. So how did he possibly get key Democratic endorsements in New York City? Well, here's one way. This is from an article that Mr. Zeff screencapped. A few weeks ago, Reverend Calvin O. Butts III, what a name, an influential pastor at a Baptist church in Harlem, came to a difficult decision, one he had wrestled with all summer. He would not endorse William Thompson Jr., the city comptroller and longtime friend and ally for mayor, as he had promised Mr. Thompson last spring. Instead, he would endorse Michael Bloomberg. Mr. Thompson, who he had, you know, this guy, pastor, had promised to endorse, was furious at the betrayal. But what this guy didn't know is that Bloomberg had given a $1 million donation to the church's development corporation, roughly 10% of its annual budget, with the implicit promise of more to come. What could I say to a man who was mayor and who was supportive of a lot of programs that are important to me? Pastor Butts said, after endorsing Bloomberg. So there's one example. You make a big donation out of, what is he worth, $60 billion plus?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But Mr. Zeff goes on next week. But come on, it's not like Bloomberg can do that in this campaign. Sure, he's compiling a ton of random endorsements nationwide despite merely being a former mayor. But that's because they loved his soda ban or his speaking style. Or maybe, this is an article from the Washington Post, Democracy Dies in Darkness. Bloomberg spent $2.2 million to elect one Democratic representative in New Jersey, another $2.2 million to elect a Democrat in Michigan, another $4.5 million to elect a Democrat in California. All three members have endorsed Bloomberg's presidential campaign. So there's another way. You give a bunch of money to charitable causes, help fix up their budget, then you start giving out a lot of money to elect different representatives all across the country.
And I'm sure the ADC under Joe Reed endorsed him just out of philosophy.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know better than that. Somebody's wallet got fat. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Blake Zeff goes on. In 2018, Michael Bloomberg spent $110 million to boost 24 candidates now in Congress. Turns out giving people $2 million can be the start of a beautiful friendship. Then there are mayors. Want a grant from a Bloomberg for a new programs in your city? And then Mr. Zeff links to a webpage called Bloomberg Philanthropies. That's interesting. You may also see community groups, quote unquote, back Bloomberg's candidacy. As mayor, nonprofits supported him when he reversed a voter referendum on term limits and made a backroom deal to help himself get a third term. How'd that happen, you ask? Well, he applied himself. Charities backing Bloomberg for third term, this is a New York Times report, got millions. So it's churches, it's political candidates, again, it's nonprofits and charities. The Bloomberg Philanthropies is more than happy to support. And it helped him get that third term as mayor of New York City. It's going to help him try to win the presidency. You may also see fewer critics bash Bloomberg's candidacy than you'd expect. After changing parties from the GOP to independent in 2007 as mayor, the local GOP rarely attacked anything Bloomberg did. How'd he pull that off? I'll give you a million guesses. And it's a link to an article saying Bloomberg gives record $1 million to state Senate GOP. He's playing both sides. Money everywhere. Forget endorsements. This campaign has grassroots support, tweets Blake Zeff. Mike held events in various states recently and got huge crowds. They were clearly inspired by that Mike will get it done energy. But this probably didn't hurt either. And it's a screenshot of a tweet saying, so no surprise here, but Mike Bloomberg rally tonight in Philly is catered. And there's free wine, too. So he's just spending money. That's
well,
the bottom line.
And in case people were not listening at the beginning of the show or didn't have an opportunity to listen, I have a friend in Houston who worked for Bernie in 2016. He was working for Bernie in 2020. And he hates Bloomberg, says he's a racist, he's horrible, but Bloomberg made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And that's actually Mr. Blake Zeff's next tweet. Then there's always staff, writes Mr. Zeff. Mike poaches talent away from other campaigns by giving folks huge salaries and perks, catered meals, etc. His money also lets him hire more staff than all his opponents combined, while grassroots campaigns have to run on $18 checks from, you know, Grandma Millie. Bloomberg's campaign gives each staff member a MacBook Pro and an iPhone 11 on their first day.
That's what he got.
As well as three catered meals a day. Mike's wealth even affects his rivals' fundraising, Mr. Zeff goes on. Using his relationships with other rich donors, he's personally asking, Bloomberg is personally asking them to sit the election out so his rivals can't raise cash. Because having $61 billion to spend versus $20 million for the other Dems is too close for comfort. That's crazy. He's using his connection to say, hey, you don't have to give me money. Just don't give the other people money.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's slick.
I mean, he's giving my friend $7,000 a month.
Wow.
Health insurance, paying his moving expenses, and giving him the iPhone 11 and an Apple TV for his apartment. I mean, it's just unreal.
Well, and then the next tweet is just a link to an article from The Guardian saying Bloomberg is offering $150 a pop to Instagram influencers willing to shill for his campaign.
So if, whether you're in fitness or you cover video games or old horror films and flicks, or maybe you're in the weird wild world of memes and YouTube, whatever, if you say nice things about Mike Bloomberg, Mini Mike, you'll get $150.
And to be an influencer, you have to have like a million plus followers, right?
Or it doesn't even have to be that. You could have 50,000, 100,000. No, to be an influencer, you just have to influence some people.
Really?
But it helps if you have a million
followers.
There's
not like a limit of followers yet?
No, not really. There's, I think, a limit once you to get a blue check mark, these sorts of things. But yeah. And then the nonstop ad. Saturating the airwaves gives you a huge advantage of never needing media coverage, which means rarely having to submit to interviews or scrutiny. Ads also enable Mike to mislead voters without being corrected. One ad, for instance, portrays him as Obama's BFF, even though Mike didn't back him in 08 and barely supported Obama in 2012, when he scolded Obama for being partisan, divisive, and populist. But few will see the pushback from, say, folks like the Biden team. And the story goes on and on. Let's just say this is a ridiculous campaign, and this is one tweet I want to end with. One reason it all works so well is that Mike and the team he has been able to acquire are smart. Other rich candidates have failed, but Mike's team has a combo that's rare, maybe even unprecedented, in U.S. politics. Unlimited money, elite intelligence, and Machiavellian ethics. These folks don't give a damn if it might seem a little shady to some folks out there.
He's dangerous, I think.
This is going to be a serious race. Watch out for Michael Bloomberg, guys. But by the way, a little background story. I had somebody up in D.C. do scheduling of interviews ask, would I like to interview a Michael Bloomberg surrogate, like Mayor Nutter of Philadelphia? And I said, no, not really. We don't really interview surrogates here. Like, the candidate wants to come in, sure. We won't really interview surrogates, but I'll amend that. Y'all want to pay me all that Bloomberg money?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'm sure we'll take it. And then we'll take it and... Wait, would you actually have to sign a contract? Because I'm not supporting Michael Bloomberg for anything.
You got that right.
This is ridiculous.
No way.
Nope.
So it might end up being, folks, when it comes to the general election for 2020, the battle of the billionaires. I wonder how Bernie's people feel about
that. Well, they're wanting to divide up all that money that Bloomberg's got. That's, wow.
Crazy stuff. Great. Great stuff from Blake Zeff. That's really good stuff.
If he takes away my big gulp, I'm going to be mad.
Get ready for it.
More news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan. Good for the tribe. A gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments here at News and Views. Closing out the week. Let's try to fit in Flower Child here very quickly. Flower Child, not much time, but go ahead.
I know. I'm going to make it quick. If you go to Steve Bannon's War Room Episode 5, started about 11 minutes, he's saying the exact same thing about Bloomberg. He's got people on there saying how Bloomberg goes into these communities and he flips them with money. And it's the But like I said, 11 minutes, and they're calling him Oligarch Mike.
You know, and why doesn't, if Mike is really that great of a guy, why don't you just do this to do this, Mike? Why do you have to do this to gain power?
Well, you know, when you've got that kind of money, you expect to get your way a lot of times.
Oh, right.
Oh, hell yeah.
Makes me very suspicious.
You know, that's it. And what have y'all had to say about the baseball bat hat?
Oh, my God. Oh, please.
Everybody's too busy laughing to talk about it.
What a joke.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought, surely his wife has more sense to let him go out and do that, you know?
Have you heard her? I don't think so.
Well, sir, I did respect your daughter, but after that little talk, I'm going to...